Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was a kid, I didn't really like the toys that my big sister liked to play with or the other girls in my age group. I liked my big wheel. I remember having a Light Bright, you know, where you had this picture and then you would put these pegs and then you would light it up. I hated Barbies. I didn't understand the Barbie. The Barbie was like really skinny and had big boobs and big blonde hair, and I didn't have boobs and I didn't have blonde hair, and I'm thinking I'm supposed to look like this. I mean, I was blonde as a baby, and then I don't know what happened to that, and then it just started getting darker. So I'm like, I don't look like this. And I just thought what the boys were playing with were interesting. I mean, my brother had Transformers, you know, Transformers, robots in disguise, and then he had Erector sets. And I don't know, mud, and I just thought the boy toys were more fun. I just liked what the guys were doing. Bugs, I thought those were cool. Puddles, and, you know, so I really didn't fall under that trap. And, you know, people wonder why toys are so gender specific and why this pink and blue is so prevalent. Well, it's marketing. You train young kids that the coolest toy is in the biggest pink package. And you get them, you know, like a Pavlovian response to as soon as they see a pink box, to think toy. Now, when I see a pink box, I think donuts, okay? So I'm already salivating. But to young kids, when they see a big pink box, if it's a girl, you know, I mean, originally, girls would be thinking, there's a girl toy in there. There's something good in that. That is something I want. Mom, get the big pink box. It might not even be a good toy, but it was in a pink box. Same thing with the colors, like the blue and the gray and the shiny black, you know, or when you have your little Hot Wheel cars in that big wheel-like suitcase. I mean, even I wanted to buy it. I want to buy this big wheel and open it up and have a slew of cars in there. So it's packaging. And I don't think pastel blue represents the boy gender any more than I think the pastel pink does. In fact, I like aqua colors. I like this color. I love blues. I just do. Which also frustrated me. As a little girl, I mean, I really liked blue. I didn't want my favorite color to be pink. But it was, you know, because that's kind of the answer. So what's your favorite color? Well, pink. I really didn't like pink. I really liked blue. You know, but I was afraid to say it. I've always loved blue. Blue's awesome. Blue, my eyes used to be blue. I don't know what color they are now, but I'm like, if my eyes are blue, that's my color. All right? That's my jam. So, you know, there's marketing in play. And now, because there's a lot of kids that are, you know, kind of not liking where they are having to be boxed into, there's this gender-neutral market. I think Mattel is going to have gender-neutral dolls. You could play around with their hair, play around with their outfits, do whatever you want. And I think that's great. I mean, have a toy where the child gets to dress it up the way they want to. I don't think these toys have to have big boobies. Right? I really think the whole Barbie thing is outdated. And I think it's not really representative. Didn't they say that if you actually had a real human woman in the same exact dimensions mathematically as Barbie, should be like what? Like 15 feet tall? I mean, it's impossible to mathematically look like a Barbie. People do it with cosmetic surgery, but naturally it just doesn't work. But then when I did get my boobs, I was like, all right, where's the Barbie doll? Let me compare myself. Still never looked like a Barbie. So But, you know, you go through life going, I'm not looking like that. That's what I'm supposed to look like. So they change things up, or they're starting to change things up. Whether it'll work or not, I don't know. Because if kids are trained for that bright pink box or that bright blue box, who knows? Well, one bright toy is Hasbro's, it's called, is it the Universal Troll Doll or it's the World Tour Troll Doll? Now, I don't know if you guys saw it. A lot of colors, a lot of pretty colors on it. But it's a troll doll where when you touch the stomach, it's supposed to giggle. Well, there's a mom, and this video went viral, where she looked in between the legs of this toy, and everybody does. Okay, all the boys take the Barbies, and they put Barbie in all these different positions, and, you know, that's just kind of what kids do. But parents found something a little odd about this troll doll, and there was a button in the genital area. And when you push the button, it made very weird, suggestive sounds, like a gasp and, like, giggles and almost sex sounds. And this is a toy by Hasbro. I posted it on my Facebook. I should add it to my Twitter. And the mom, it's the Trolls World Tour Giggle and Sing Poppy. Now, the company said, well, you know, you're supposed to just hit the stomach, you know, for the phrases and all that, and the child was supposed to be able to sit and make noise, but the button is very, very suggestively placed, and the sounds coming out of it make you wonder, what are they doing? I mean, do they want kids to be sexualized? Do they want kids to think that that's what they're supposed to say? That's how they're supposed to, you know, act? That's how they're supposed to sound? And, you know, parents need to really kind of take a look at these toys. And I don't know what Hasbro was thinking. Apparently there's this big petition to, you know, take it off. You know, I mean, what does Hasbro have to gain having a doll that makes sex sounds, you know, that's being sold? Apparently this mom, the girl got it at, she was for her second birthday, 2 years old. Why do there have to be buttons with those kinds of sounds? I don't understand. So I don't get the toy, and I don't think we've really, you know, heard the defense from the company. But, you know, I think we're going to see a revolution now on toys and how things are done. And I don't think kids need to be so immersed with those sort of sexual innuendos or sounds or suggestions that early. It makes no sense. I don't think that's even any place for a toy. But I guess these toys are designed because, you know, people want to emulate mommy, or they want to emulate big sister or daddy. I mean, you want to emulate them, have, you know, I don't know, you know, Barbie, you know, work from home wearing a mask, you know, and be on lockdown and not getting their unemployment check. You know, that's realism. If you want the kid to play with a toy that, you know, and always hitting the Jack Daniels. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday, the Big Ten Conference of Presidents and Chancellors voted to postpone all fall sports seasons, including football, amid the COVID pandemic, in hopes of playing in the spring. So Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren told ESPN on Tuesday evening that when the conference released a schedule only 6 days ago, he reiterated the season might not happen. And a message that's kind of been going on. I didn't think it was news. You know, I mean, we've been hearing that college football was going to be done. And he said, because we announced a schedule does not mean we're going to play. As you gather information on a daily basis, that's what day-to-day is. We have to still plan by organizing schedules and making announcements. We made it very clear. I thought I was very clear. And that is a day-to-day decision. And we're going to do what's best for the health and wellness of our student athletes. So Warren said the decision was based on the uncertainty that still surrounds the coronavirus pandemic. He told ESPN it's a combination of where we are in our testing, where we are in our rapid testing, how is contact tracing actually defined. There's a whole litany of issues. We have incredible policies and procedures in place in our schools. We have 14 schools in 11 different states. People are doing the best they possibly can. But when you go from the acclimation period to getting ready to put pads on and contact, and you look at the overall numbers during this global pandemic, as far as caseloads, they have not decreased. They have gone up. So, since trends have not improved, and yeah, there we go, keep dancing, and they've become worse, basically they are moving forward. Now, yet we've just heard that Big 12 plans to play football in the fall. So Big 10 and Pac-12 conferences decided yesterday no fall football. Big 12 conference, though, says, no, we're going to play. The Big 12 reaffirmed its commitment to moving forward with the fall football schedule. They include Texas versus Oklahoma, Red River Showdown. They say they're committed to testing athletes for COVID-19 three times a week in high-contact sports, which the conference highlights as football, volleyball, and soccer. So according to Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby, opinions vary regarding the best path forward, as we've seen throughout higher education and our society overall, but we are comfortable in our institution's ability to provide a structured training environment, rigorous testing and surveillance, hospital quality sanitation, and mitigation practices that optimize the health and safety of our student athletes. So they have revised their 2020 football schedule to a 10-game season set to kick off September 26th. So you have the other Power 5 leagues like Big 10 and Pac-12 postponing. You have Big 12 saying they're going to move forward. So how does that play out? Well, you know, it's interesting. We've talked about this, and it's not something I, as a doctor, can easily endorse. But what kind of has to happen, and I'm not saying I want this to happen, but for people to move on and move forward, is somebody needs to put their foot in the water, okay? I hate to use the Jaws analogy, but after that shark attack, right, the first Jaws movie, there were all these people on the beach. And I think it was the mayor that went up to one of the commissioners saying, you know, So there was an attack, right? And then the next, you know, weekend or whatever, holiday weekend, nobody wanted to go into the water. They all stayed on the beach. So I think it was the mayor went to the commissioner and said, look, you know, go into the water. He's like, I don't want to go into the water. We're just fine. And he's like, but if you don't go into the water, then nobody else will. And so people started to see, oh, looks like the water is safe. Somebody's going into the water. And then everybody kind of went into the water. And then it was copacetic until there was another, you know, shark attack. So I know that's not the best analogy for this. But I think you have many entities out there saying, look, we're not going to move forward unless we take one for the team. And do we just take the plunge and keep going? And you have some sides saying, well, yeah, because these numbers are inflated and the numbers aren't accurate and the testing is skewed and, you know, the number of deaths that are truly COVID versus other things are, you know, a lot smaller than they say. And, you know, yeah, we were artificially shut down. You have others that say, no, I lost my mom, I lost my uncle, you know, I don't think they would have died. They were only in their 40s, you know, if it wasn't for COVID, and we don't know how long this virus can last and affect, you know, the human body, and so, you know, we should still play it safe. And so, you know, I, as a doctor, I have to be more conservative, you know, on that route, because again, I am a little perplexed by why we have some people die and some people not. Well, we have some people not get their sense of smell back. Some people do. It's a very, very odd virus. Something I've never seen before or never in my training, you know, or years of practice dealt with. And because of the, you know, idea that this might have been, you know, altered or tinkered with, maybe not manufactured from scratch, but tinkered with, possibly in a lab, I don't trust it. I don't trust the virus. But I also don't know how much longer we with an economy can go like this. And, you know, when you see, like, the Golden Knights, you saw the Golden Knights, you know, last night, just a fantastic game. You know, they're playing without a crowd, and, you know, everybody in Vegas was watching them, of course, and it makes a difference, you know, and, you know, sports happen, and They will continue to happen, but boy, is there a huge loss of money for vendors. There's a loss of employment. There's a lot. I mean, there's just losses all around. I mean, you know, we're just talking about, you know, Stein Mart here. I mean, Stein Mart was huge. It was a great store for people that it was discount. You know, so you know, these discount retailers are huge because, you know, many of us, you know, can't afford the whole Gucci and, you know, Macy's and things like that. And so, you know, I run into Stein Mart. I need a top. I need a pair of pants. I need a skirt. You know, Stein Mart had that. Well, yeah, they filed for bankruptcy. They've been around for 112 years. And, you know, they're one of the next casualties with this. Consumer habits are changing. The pandemic. Stein Mart CEO Hunt Hawkins said it has caused significant financial distress. Their operations were severely hit. They do not have sufficient liquidity to continue operating in the ordinary course of business. So what they're going to do is permanently close a significant portion of their brick-and-mortar stores, liquidation sales beginning immediately. Now, that doesn't mean they're completely going under, but, they're just one of many stores that just can't make it anymore. Stein Mart began in 1908 as a small department store in Mississippi. Then it expanded 300 locations across 30 states. Each store has 30 employees. So we're looking at 8,000 people. So they've joined other people filing for bankruptcy, such as Tuesday Morning, JCPenney, Sur La Table, Muji, Pier 1 Imports. And Pier 1 is closing all their stores. But they did, I believe, find a buyer for their online operations. So at some point you start to go, okay, now wait a second here. Okay, you know, COVID's bad and COVID is scary, but we're just losing, you know, the fabric of our economy. We're losing what's supporting, you know, our employees. And when do we take the plunge and say, okay, look, you know, COVID may be with us for life. And if COVID is, then we need to start figuring out how to live with it. And we need to start having a plan on how to do school, on how to work, on how to do sports. So, I don't know where things are going now with, you know, Big 12 and, you know, what happens here. And, you know, football has already been a very, very contentious topic because many people don't like kids, you know, playing in sports and getting, you know, concussions and, you know, the injuries that they do. But, you know, if athletics is your career, and, you know, you're a senior or you are, you know, like high school. You know, a lot of the high school football teams, they're moving forward because, you know, these are kids that have their whole life, you know, practiced to, you know, this is, you know, senior football then launches them into college football who launches them into NFL. I mean, this is an industry, and you hate to think that, you know, kids are a source and that this is a pipeline, but there are parents out there. I talked to one the other day saying, you know, my kid's a senior. Yeah, he's going to play football. This is what he's lived for. This is what he's done, and he just doesn't understand why he has to stay home. And you know, football practice is going on. However, if they have a fever, if they have symptoms or whatever, they test positive, they're benched. So, I don't know if this is the right move or not, but in order for the economy to reopen, in order, you know, people are going to have to take plunges. They're going to have to say, look, you know, we're going to do what we can for our employees. We're going to do what we can for the public, but we can't control nature. Or, you know, say, look, let's just take another 3 months. Let's just take another 4 months and try to avoid this virus and see if it goes away on its own. I think we've learned that this virus isn't going away on its own. And we keep seeing resurgences. So now I think people are looking to Plan B. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Voters will get their first look at Joe Biden and Kamala Harris later today. They'll be appearing together at an event in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. Democratic Senator and Biden surrogate Chris Coons says this was a great pick by Biden.
To go through a thorough vetting process and to choose a person who was tough on you in the primaries. But I also know how warm and empathetic and caring she can be in personal moments.
On the other side of the aisle, Republican Congressman from Wyoming, Liz Cheney, says not so fast.
The pick was somewhat surprising. He has put somebody on the ticket whose voting record in the Senate is to the left of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And it's very clear, she is a radical liberal.
The district attorney in Portland saying he's no longer going to prosecute protesters arrested for nonviolent offenses. You're listening to USA Radio News. The stalemate continues over a new coronavirus bill. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest from Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opening the Senate this morning and again saying the Democrats are not serious about negotiating a new economic stimulus package to help those affected by the pandemic. He says they still are making numerous demands that are unrelated to the coronavirus crisis.
Republicans want to get more aid to these workers, but Senate Democrats have blocked every bit of it over non-COVID-related liberal demands.
Video game usage in the United States has skyrocketed during the pandemic, leading to record revenues and profits for gaming companies like Nintendo, Epic Games, and Electronic Arts. Nintendo reporting a whopping 428% increase in their profits last quarter, driven largely by monster sales of the Nintendo Switch hardware product and its hit game Animal Crossing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks. Maybe
all right, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you for your questions, your comments. One of you had asked about vaping and being around the vaping smoke and COVID. So remember there was a study last week that said secondhand smoke can expose you to COVID. Not so much the smoke, but it was because somebody smoking next to you is exhaling. So even if it's not transmitted through the dry smoke, you're around somebody that is now exhaling more, and so there could be droplets with that. So in terms of vaping, I would say don't stand next to a vapor either. I mean, we don't really know what the long-term effects are of secondhand vape. And again, I just don't trust any chemicals that have to get heated and changed, you know, and I really don't trust food flavorings that go into the lungs, okay? You know, food flavorings are designed to be a flavor. that touches your tongue and goes into your stomach, not really designed to be along the lung lining. So I'm not a fan of vaping. Well, there is a study that came out saying that coronavirus infection is actually 5 times more likely among youth who vape. And so they need to start looking at the numbers. This is a study from Stanford, and it basically looked at surveys of 4,300 participants, and they looked at those who used e-cigs, et cetera, and if they used a vaping device and if they experienced COVID symptoms. But we really should be looking at, as well, these cases of kids with COVID that were more severe. Now, unfortunately, there were some of them that were really, really young, you know. But, you know, when we do have more severe cases, you know, ask if they vape, ask if they smoke. Is marijuana a component? You know, why would vaping have an issue when it comes to COVID? You know, does it help the virus attract and latch onto the cells? I don't know. I think it's more, it increases or decreases the body's ability to fight it off. So when people are vaping, you know, the lungs aren't in their best state. It could also be that maybe the vaping induced more of an inflammatory response because you already have the, you know, the chemicals and, you know, any sort of other inducers, you know, to cause kind of that. Remember Evoli, you know, we talked about the electronic cigarette vaping-associated lung illness. You know, so maybe there's a relationship with it inducing an inflammatory system. So vaping to me is a big no-no, okay? Now, there's a study that came out saying people who are overweight or obese, much higher risk of getting COVID. We've talked about that before. So for those of you saying, well, you know, what do? I don't want to get COVID. You know, my kids, you know, going to be playing college ball. We just talked about Big 12 going to play in the season, even though Pac-12 and Big 10 aren't. You know, high school sports still, from what I understand, in many neck of the woods still continuing. You know, so, you know, if you're older and you don't want to get COVID, start losing weight, okay? You know, weight is not a good factor. But another thing is your the city in which you live, pollution. So a study has come out saying where you live and the amount of pollution can worsen your COVID exposure because, well, one is you have a lot of high-density areas and a lot of people living there, so I would say that would be a big part of it. But they also think that these particulates are carrying the virus. And they could hold on to the virus and encapsulate it and allow you to breathe it maybe farther down the line. So if you do want to avoid COVID, maybe going more rural. Not that all the rural areas were spared. I mean, we saw this virus go everywhere. And, you know, for those, you know, people who are kind of doubting, you know, what's been going on in the States, you know, I will, you know, agree with you that I think we need more clarity on the numbers. Okay, I don't really buy a lot of the numbers. And when I hear people who decide to not get tested still get a positive result in the, you know, in the email or, you know, in the mail, that just doesn't sound right. That means we have an issue with the numbers. But one way to tell that, that COVID isn't just, you know, a ploy to keep Trump from being reelected is you look at all the countries. I mean, you know, we have all these countries with, you know, major cases and going back and forth with lockdowns. So they either all have to be in it or this virus is still a significant player. So, you know, I it's real, okay? But I do believe that people who live in more populated areas are more at risk. So, you know, maybe more rural, trying to get some fresh air, which is why RV sales are just going through the roof. People are just going crazy trying to get an RV or rent an RV and, you know, Airbnb, by the way, I hear Airbnb might become an IPO and may be on the stock market by December. So that would be interesting. Now, Airbnb is taking a huge, huge hit, but I am going to definitely watch their stock. Now, Dentists have gotten the worst rap with this because dentists have put in a lot of time. They have probably one of the most expensive healthcare facilities than any of us. You know, I mean, as a family doctor, I had x-ray, and so my office was more expensive than others because I had an x-ray machine and because you had to have people who were trained in x-ray and you had to, you know, go through the, you know, the inspections and things like that. Well, I mean, dental offices, they always have x-ray, you know, and they have the Panorex and they have to have all the extra cleaning and, you know, dentists have always, you know, had more overhead and, you know, because they had to, based on working with the mouth, and the mouth is one of the dirtiest orifices, you know, in the body, they've already had to kind of go through, you know, the extenuating you know, protocols for cleanliness and sanitation. Well, the World Health Organization is saying, you know what, avoid non-essential dental care if you can. Because of coronavirus, you know, if you could delay it, delay it. Here's my problem, okay? The last time I got my teeth cleaned was, I believe, maybe January, February. All right? And poor dental health leads to heart disease, leads to stroke. And so I'm due for another cleaning. And so I'm not going in because I know dentists are strapped. And, you know, even though many of them can do cleanings, I get that they're trying to, they're trying to, you know, play it safe and, you know, follow governor's orders and all that. But, you know, my kid was due for his cleaning this spring, hasn't gotten it. And so we talked to the dentist was like, yeah, we're looking at now almost a year. So at that point, are we starting to do more damage than good? And I get, and you know, even dentists have agreed, and dental hygienists, they say, look, when you're sitting there and the mouth is open, and then you got that water pick, and then it's splattering all over the place, and then they're getting like pieces of food. I'll eat granola in the morning, so then I got pieces of granola flying all over the place, and sometimes some of my ho-ho or ding-dong, you know, chocolate is like flying all over, and then they have the suction and all that. There's a huge aerosol. We get that. You know, and you know, but I of all the healthcare professionals, the people I trust the most are those in the dental arena, because they you know, have a lot of training of it. They understand. I mean, and you know, they could still work with having maybe you know, more spacing, or you know, less people coming into the office, maybe one at a time. I don't know how dentists are going to stay open. I mean, we saw Stein Mart's now filing for bankruptcy. A lot of businesses are like, to hell with this, I can't do it. So I don't know how, you know, dentists are going to stay open. But the thing is dentists need the non-essential patients, or the non-essential procedures. Okay, here we are thinking, okay, well, dentists are rich. They got these rich, expensive offices. They could wait. Okay, how long do you go not seeing your typical patient load without you having the same fate as Pier 1 Imports, or as, you know, Stein Mart, or as JCPenney? I mean, these places are filing for bankruptcy, and here we are, and I get what the World Health Organization is suggesting. I get why they're doing that, but is anybody thinking, how are these dentists going to stay open? How are they going to, you know, stay there? So then once the World Health Organization or everybody goes, okay, guys, now you can go get your cleanings, who's going to be open for that? There's not going to be enough dentists. And then if there are, they're going to be slammed. And for those of us neglecting our dental health, and gosh, I can't tell you how many times a day I get people call with cracked teeth or gum abscesses, you know, or, you know, inflammation or bleeding gums or things like that. I'm not a dentist. I can only do so much as an MD for their mouth. They need dental care, because if we don't give them dental care, they're later at risk for heart disease, stroke, and all sorts of stuff. So, and more dental decay. So I don't know how much longer we delay dental services. 1-877.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel, to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, working from home has its benefits, okay? I got Uzi the dog, little Bichon Frise, Uzi, and then I got a bunch of cats. And so I love being around my pets. I love having my pets as my coworkers. You know, I'll be taking care of a patient, and then the cat will just, like, jump, like you know, and startle me and jump on the back of my chair. And then I'll introduce him to the patient and say, you know, this is my nurse. And then I'll fire, you know, the cat right in front of the patient. You know, if it's a kid, the kid laughs. And I'm like, you are the worst nurse ever. You are fired. Get out of here. And then the cat doesn't leave. And, you know, I make a little routine out of it. And I think the animals are happy. I think, you know, my dog loves that mommy's home. Because now, dog doesn't have to just eat twice a day. my dog can eat all the time. And the reason why is when I go to eat, I'm kind of a messy eater. You know, I'll eat some chicken and, you know, pieces will fall and the dog can sit there and eat pieces. And then the dog will jump up and get pieces off my shirt or my hair or whatever, and the dog gets to eat. So I think the dog is happy. The cats, I don't think, are very happy. I don't think the cats are happy at all. I think the cats are looking at me going, if you used to be gone for hours at a time, what the hell are you doing here? And then on top of that, now you got the kids. And you got the kids playing music, and you got the kids, you know, making fun of the cats. We do. We make fun of the cats, and we make fun of the dogs. You know, we do. You know, I'll sing a song. I got like this cat, you know, like, you know, come on. But anyway, I'll just like sing and do stupid stuff. And they don't, you know, I think that they love me, that I'm mommy because I feed them. But I'm wondering if deep down, they're like, I hate this woman. Okay, she's cray cray. Well, unfortunately, Colorado, in Colorado, they had done a study. I think it was Colorado Emergency Department Children's Hospital. And they found that, tragically, dog bites with children have been surging. And it's the child's dog. I mean, this is the family dog. And so what could be going on there? Well, you know, dogs might like their space. They might like their alone time. And so when the kids wake up and they see the dog and mommy's like, you know, okay, get ready, get dressed. You know, dad's like, you know, hurry, come on, I'll take you to school or, you know, I'll take you to daycare and, you know, get into the bath, brush your teeth, get dressed. You know, the kid may get to kind of pet the dog a little bit and then leave. Then the kid comes home, you know, tells mommy, dad about the day, maybe plays a little bit with the dog, but then has to do their own thing. They're busy. Well, kids are now home all the time and they're bored. And if mom or dad are working and they're like, go play with the dog. You have the dog that looks like, what? No, leave me alone. I'm just trying to clean myself, or I'm just trying to sleep, or I'm trying to eat. And so we worry that maybe, you know, our pets might not like that much. They really, really like our space. And one way for them to teach other animals around them to give them their space is they'll snap a little. And sometimes they snap too much and can bite. The other thing that, another theory, is that the animals are stressed. You know, I could see by my animals when they could tell if I'm in a good mood or bad mood. Because, like, when I'm singing and I'm kind of happy and I'm, you know, and they know my voice because I always, I speak in an accent at home a lot of times. And they'll know when I'm, you know, when I'm mad, the accent comes out. But when I do baby talk, it's a different accent. I have, like, this accent that's deep down that I don't realize I have, but it comes out when I'm mad or when I'm, like, doing baby talk. And so you could see then the animals kind of go, oh, good, she's going to feed me, and that's when they ask for eats and all that. Yet when I start to yell at the kids about something, you know, they start to leave. They start to, like, you know, go, oh, no, mom is going to yell at me for going pee-pee house and, you know, poo-poo in a piano that I did years ago, and I don't know why she keeps remembering and she keeps bringing it back up. Well, I keep bringing it back up because I could be playing piano right now and calming down and being in a better mood, but you shake a boo, pee, and poop it up my piano. So mommy mad. And so, you know, these animals are smart. They really do pick up on our stress. And so maybe that's translating into our dogs biting our kids. You know, and you know, kids, they, you know, dogs have a big snout and they have no, I think when I was little I had a German Shepherd. I need to find a picture, you know, if it hasn't disintegrated, right? Maybe it's a, you know, a pictograph or a hieroglyphic or something like that. Hieroglyphic on a rock. I forget what the term is. But I do have some sort of visual evidence that I had a dog when I was a kid also. And I remember I loved the snout, you know, or the ears, or I'd be like yelling in the ears. You don't do that with dogs. You know, I don't know if we have a lot of training of kids with animals. And I'm wondering, with these big rises of cases of biting, we need to do more animal, education with kids. You know, we need to teach them more that, look, dogs hearing, they don't like when I blow dry my hair, my dog starts to run. The dog hates that sound. I don't know if it's because when, you know, he was, you know, or she was born or whatever, you know, the groomer might have hurt her. I don't know what happened, but she cannot stand hair dryer sound. So there are things these animals don't like. And my cats don't like my singing. So it's something that, you know, you need to be aware of with your kids and be careful because your family dog, like Fluffy, can still bite. It's still an animal. Now, Also, breaking news, even though it's not breaking news, we've talked about it. There's a study coming out of Florida saying that 6 feet social distancing inside a closed place without ventilation, not enough. In fact, they found that COVID, okay, can spread beyond 6 feet. It could be spread 16 feet, at least, in a closed in space, as a closed space. So, there was a study, they were looking at people who got infected within a hospital. They did a study looking at, testing the spread of the virus. And researchers at, this is University of Florida, says there is direct evidence that this virus is spread by droplets and it can spread farther. Which means for those of us saying to stay indoors, for those of us saying just to wear masks and to keep those 6 feet, it might not be enough. So they air sampled positions from 2 feet, or I'm sorry, from 6 feet to 16 feet, and they looked at viable virus. You know, was the virus still alive when it went farther down that line? And yeah, and this was in a hospital room. And hospitals are usually fairly clean, but when we're talking about sneezing, when we're talking about, you know, saying it and not spraying it, and we're talking about coughing, you know, these viruses will transmit farther. So what does that mean? Well, a study like this, you know, starts to make the debate a little bit more thorny when it comes to air travel and, you know, planes, 16 feet. You know, that's not just the difference between the aisle and the window seat. You know how many flights are saying, I think Southwest is saying, no middle seats, guys. We're not going to seat in the middle seat. And we're like, yay, hallelujah, because the middle seat stinks. But that's what? That's only 2 feet away from the person next to you. That's really not 6 feet. That's not 16 feet. So, unfortunately, you know, knowing that the virus can spread farther and having more and more evidence, and this is just another, you know, collage of evidence saying, look, guys, this goes farther, it means that if we do have, let's say, restaurants or salons or whatever, ventilation is going to be important. Now, the reason why we haven't been opening our doors, the reason why we haven't heard the CDC or the WHO or whatever say, guys, have that extra ventilation, have that open door, is because the wind can move the droplet. So you have somebody in the waiting room, they sneeze, there's a breeze coming in from the window or the door, it spreads it farther. Well, it's going to spread anyway, even if there's without ventilation. So you're not going to be able to make your restaurant, you know, a hospital or a sterile lab facility. You're not going to be able to make your salon. You're not going to be able to make your school that sterile. So, I don't know where we go, and I don't know at what point do we just say, the heck with it? I mean, you know, we were talking about dogs and cats carrying COVID and how, you know, if you have a sick family member, you need to isolate the dog, because if the dog, you know, was nuzzling up to you prior to all this happening, and then now they go to the family, that dog could be the one that kind of spreads it. Now, the dog doesn't get COVID and then turn around and spread humans, but it's like a Trojan, you know, because dogs just like, you know, like licking you and doing all the stuff dogs do, except the ones that bite, unfortunately. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOG.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.